And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. So, listen, I've got this section here that I'm doing. The first dipper of the day is called the liberal flip-flops. And it really is. I got a series of articles and stories here about liberals literally saying one thing, and then when it suits them because the political winds have now shifted, they say another. Case in point, what happened this week with Chuck Schumer. But I got to say, when I was talking to Senator Tuberville a moment ago, it's very apparent that the Democrats are rudderless right now. Rudderless. They do not have the ability to steer the ship of the Democrat Party. They don't have a central figure to rally around. They don't have a messaging point that is galvanizing. They don't have the ability to recruit or fundraise right now. Even their biggest fundraising arm, called Act Blue, is under a major investigation right now. It seems to be falling apart. Scandals. I mean, it's almost, so I could not help but think of a couple of passages in scripture. There's a story in, I think it was in Joshua. It was like Joshua 10, I believe. And the Israelites are fighting the Amorites. And it says that at one point, with regards to the Amorites, that God struck them with confusion. And basically, the Bible would say they ran amongst themselves. There's another passage like that in Judges chapter 7, when one of my favorite characters in the Bible, Gideon, is he's fighting an overwhelming force. He's whittled down to 300 men, and he goes up and against an entire army of the Midianites. And it says that the Midianites literally began fighting amongst themselves in the dark because they were so confused. And that's what the Democrat Party feels like right now. I mean, you're hearing, and this is real. In fact, Coach, I mean, Senator Tuberville just said it a moment ago that, you know, when we had this in Montgomery too, they'll have their caucus lunches where the entire caucus goes into a room. They bring in something to eat and they talk through the plans for the day and what they're going to do, what the agenda is going to be. And that you could, apparently the reports are that the Democrat Party, the yelling could be heard through the doors. It was that significant. One of them, we understand one of the voices is believed to have been Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. And I mean, people are ticked right now. They're ticked because they know they look like fools. They're ticked because they don't know what to do about it. And they're ticked because they have no one to help them not be ticked. They have no leadership.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
When Republicans even flirted with a government shutdown during Biden, they were ostracized. Oh. How could you? The country will burn. And now I'm looking on Twitter and everybody's calling Chuck Schumer a coward because he decided not to shut the government down.
It's unbelievable.
It's hilarious. So at least they're showing their lack of credibility.
I'll tell you what, I've got one of my flip-flop articles here. Let me find it real quick. It was in the back of my stack, but I'll bring it to the front. How about this? Democrats hate government shutdowns unless it's about abortion. There have been four times since the 70s that the Democrats themselves have shut down government. In fact, two of the longest government shutdowns ever were Democrat-controlled shutdowns, refusing to pass the budgets and fund government because they couldn't get abortion paid for by Medicaid. This is a piece I pulled off the Federalist. It came out January of this year. It says, Democrats don't mind government shutdowns when they're about abortion. The first one was in September of 77. Jimmy Carter was president, and Tip O'Neill was Speaker of the House. Oh, boy, that was a difficult time. For 12 days, almost 2 weeks, the Democrats would not vote to advance the budget because they couldn't get Medicaid funding for abortion. They had just about 2 months later, because they did an extension, they did the same thing. They shut it down again for about a week. They did it again. This would be, I think, in the early 80s. Newt Gingrich was in in office in the early 80s, so they wouldn't have had the ability to. Anyway, the bottom line is they did it again over making Americans pay for abortions with federal funds. And then they did it again 2 years after that. So, and they, by the way, the 2 years after that was 11 days long. So the two longest government shutdowns have been because Democrats wanted abortion so bad they could hardly stand it, and they wanted our taxpayer dollars to pay for it. And so they were willing to shut down the government then. But yeah, they ripped Republicans hard. In fact, one of my articles sitting right here in my stack is just last, what, September? Chuckie Schumer, he was having none of it. How dare the Republicans talk about shutting down the government? He spent half this week talking about shutting down the government until he suddenly realized it was going to be called the Schumer shutdown, and then all of a sudden he changed. But like I said, they are completely without leadership right now. More on this when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. We're going to get you all the way to go home time here on a Friday afternoon. And I will say this too, keeping you guys abreast of all the things that are happening here at Right Side. We just put our first long form podcast into the can this morning. We're gonna be releasing those here in the near future. But just so you know, one of the latest additions to the lineup at Right Side Media, which is the parent company of Right Side Radio, is a long-form podcast called the Just Right Podcast, with me hosting it, various guests. And we spent a pretty good bit of time this morning having a great long conversation with somebody who I think is going to be intriguing for you to listen to. We'll let you know more as the time comes for releasing those. But yeah, the Just Right Podcast is coming soon. Also, I will be on Newsmax tomorrow morning on the Wake Up America weekend show, national news with Newsmax. I look forward to being on somewhere around, oh gosh, like, I mean, it's like, have my coffee there with me, but it's like 6:30 in the morning, but I'll be doing live commentary tomorrow morning on Newsmax at 6:30. So if you get a chance, get your coffee and tune in. Let me jump back into the topic here, because, you know, I mentioned a minute ago that Democrats seem to have very little, if any, in terms of leadership. They also don't seem to have a plan. It's significant to note how little they have going on right now. But their big plan appears to be, if I had one, it's no. That's the plan. What's Trump want? Okay, and no. I mean, and it's every, and the mainstream media, good Lord, like I'm watching right now. So President Trump, as we speak, is actually giving a speech. I've got two screens up on the wall right now, Fox on the right, CNN on the left. The screen on the right has Trump speaking because they're still carrying his speech. And it says, breaking news, President Trump speaks at the Justice Department. The one on the left is CNN. They've already cut away from his speech. They're not going to carry it anymore. And the ticker says, Trump attacks his political foes at the Justice Department. I mean, God almighty.
And you wonder why the ratings are in the can.
Just saying. But yeah, remember when Biden was asked, what would you say to President Putin? I'd say don't. That's still their plan, apparently.
And he said the same to Iran. He said the same to everybody. And then they did shortly after, actually. Very shortly after.
Don't. Oh, they did? I'm sorry. Okay, well.
Well, don't do anymore.
Yeah, don't do anymore. That's their plan. Well, here's part of it. Now, by the way, don't apparently does have bones. They do have, like, it's on paper. The don't plan has now been passed out. Daily Signal, Democrat governors have now been given a resistance playbook. Daily Signal, Dateline yesterday. Democrat governors have a resistance playbook created for them that helps them draft executive orders to defy the Trump administration's immigration policies and instructions on how to deploy their National Guard. God, this isn't real. It's called the Governor's Safeguarding Democracy Plan, published for them by the Governor's Action Alliance, a Democrat organization. You think? And the whole thing is 126 pages of don't. That's what it is. It's 126 pages of don't. We refuse to help. But what if it's good for the nation? Don't. But what if it saves money? Don't. What if it lowers crime? Don't. I'm going to tell you right now, if a Democrat was in office in the presidency right now, doing the things that Trump was doing, they would be rallying around it like nobody's business. Just saying.
Very much so.
So Chuckie Schumer, well, earlier this week, Chuckie Schumer was giving out warnings about how he could not support the continuing resolution to fund government through September. He wanted one that maybe funded it for a few weeks. What? Look, man, that's, stop it. By the way, if you're on X, if you're on Twitter, X, you can follow me. But we got a bunch of folks watching online right now. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. At Right Side Media or at Sinfield Williams, my personal account. But one of the accounts that I follow is called the Rapid Response Account for the Trump Administration, where they literally address the issues almost in real time. They're putting things out like somebody said this. No, no, no. Here's the truth. Somebody said this. Oh, no, no. Here it is. Well, the Rapid Response Account on X for President Donald Trump's White House, as soon as Schumer came out and said, you know, I just can't support a government shutdown, they quickly posted a flashback video of him in September decrying Republicans for daring to talk about a shutdown. Huh. In fact, at one point, Senator Bill Hagerty from Tennessee, a great guy, he said in his own posting, he said, Chuck Schumer should take advice from, checks notes, Chuck Schumer. Let's avoid the Schumer shutdown. I think Schumer changed his mind because we have that now. March 13th, that would be Dateline. Yesterday, Chuck Schumer will in fact vote to keep the government open. You got that audio? I'm going to go call for audio clip number one, if you please. No, let's go number two. Audio clip number two. How long is this one? It's like a minute and a half.
Minute 17.
All right, let's do audio clip number two. Chuck Schumer droning about why he changed his mind.
I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country to minimize the harms to the American people.
The best choice.
Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down. There is nobody in the world, nobody, who wants to shut the government down more than Donald Trump and more than Elon Musk.
No one wants to shut it down more than Donald Trump. Last I checked, Trump was the one saying, pass the CR. Am I correct in saying that? JP, gut check me on this.
You are, but the truth doesn't matter.
Okay.
Keep
playing it.
And make no mistake, Democrats will continue to fight what Donald Trump is doing.
There you go.
Everything that Trump, Musk, and Republicans have done so far has a clear goal. Again, cutting taxes for billionaires, eviscerate Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. This is the fight that matters most.
None of which is true.
And the fight we must focus on.
I hope you heard it in there. He said, I don't know if you can back it up to that point, JP, but he said, Democrats will continue to resist anything Donald Trump is doing or something to that effect. Didn't he say that? That's the don't. The plan right now, because they don't have one, the plan is don't. And I got news. Don't is not a plan. Don't is not even a mantra. Don't is not even buried in wisdom. Let me know when you find that spot, if you can find it again. But it's just unreal. You got it? No? All right. Don't worry about it. Bottom line is this. Democrats are feckless, reckless, and respectless right now. And it's obvious. But the problem is they know it and they don't know what to do about it. They are literally floundering. And here's what they got to watch out for. So some years ago, back when I was young and full of vinegar, I was qualified as a lifeguard. And I'll never forget, one of the things that I was taught in my lifeguard certification course was that a drowning man will drown you in an attempt to save himself. So as you swim out there, they pointed out, you never swim straight up to the person. You stop short and you tell them to calm down. And if you have to, you get behind them and you grab them from behind, because then they can't try to drag you down with them while they panic. Democrats are in panic mode right now. They can't figure out what to do. And they don't have anybody around whom they can rally. They don't have a plan. They don't have a message. All they've got is don't. I will point out, too, that one of the flip-flops, because that's what this whole thing was supposed to be about. I mean, which one do I want? Do I want climate action? Do I want censorship? I mean, I got so many things here in the stack, I'm not going to get to them all. How about censorship? House and Senate Democrats cheered on the White House's gross overreach during the misinformation, disinformation quashing of the Biden administration. This came out 2 days ago from Daily Caller. But now, in the wake of pro-Palestine activist Mahmoud Khalil's arrest at the hands of the Trump administration, high-profile Democrats have become staunch defenders of free speech. He should be allowed. Wait, that's misinformation. No, he should be allowed. Come on. I suspect that they realize that they're actually calling for something that they don't even believe in themselves. Do they realize that? I don't know. Sometimes I think they get what they're doing and they're lying anyway. Sometimes I think they're so confused they're like the Midianites running amongst themselves.
It's easy to be a Democrat because anything Donald Trump is for, you just simply have to be against. No matter what it is, it's fairly easy.
Don't.
Yeah.
Take me to a break, JP. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. I'll catch up on some text messages and get y'all's input. I want to know what you're thinking. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Got a mic problem over here.
You're real quiet for some reason.
I'm still real quiet. Ah, how about that?
That's good. Right
there. Am I good?
Yeah.
We're going to call it good enough. I can't hear myself in my headphones, but yeah. All right, listen, we're back. And hey, listen, I got a ton of text messages. Going to go ahead and get caught up on those right now. That was weird. Like all of a sudden I was talking and there was nothing there.
I think you jiggled your mic cord. We may have to adjust it during the break.
Never say that in public again. Never get caught jiggling your mic cord. Okay, so text messages, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Hey, before I jump into that, I'll just remind you guys that of all the podcasts we have, today's the day when Right Click comes out. Right Click is... You know, everything, we have a ton of conservative content at our website, rightsidemedia.org. We got 5 podcasts that are going right now, video form podcasts. We have the audio form podcast. We also have the podcasted version of the show, is what I'm saying, that comes out every day after we broadcast for 3 hours around the region. And then, of course, we're live streaming right now with a bunch of you guys watching. If you want to catch any of those, today is the day that Right Click is published. If you're not familiar, every one of our podcasts, conservative content, but has a different backdrop, has a different genre, if you will. We have Right Click, which is done by Birdman, and his is based in the fact that he used to be a competitive gamer. It's high tech, and he talks about how much wokeness there is in the high tech industry, and how you can find cultural content, you know, even in. But he also talks about the tech stuff, and he talks about the gaming, and he gives reviews. So if you got somebody in your family who's big into that kind of stuff, man. Listen, that's a great podcast. Check it out. It's Birdman's Right Click Podcast. Comes out today. In fact, it's already out now, isn't it? Already out right now. You can find it at rightsidemedia.org. Text lines. Badger of Mathens says, happy Remember Everyone Deployed shirt Friday. We should do a Right Side R.E.D. shirt. Remember Everyone Deployed. Yes, indeed. Badger, thank you for that. Yeah, and there are. I mean, people don't think about it. In fact, what was really something for me was I can remember being downrange myself and realizing that life was going on like normal back home, and I'm in a war zone. It's kind of a weird feeling. But yes, Badger, appreciate that. And yeah, God bless those who are deployed right now on behalf of America. John from Huntsville says earlier in the show, says, Phil, spectacular monologue. Also, did you see Auburn just took down Ole Miss? I did not see the final. What was the final, JP? You're going to say it in your JP on sports in a minute, I guess, aren't you?
It is 62-57. Auburn came up with the win.
Closer than I would have liked. But yeah, that's not a high-scoring game either. Must have been a lot of defense on that game.
Well, that's two very good defensive teams, yeah. So that's expected. So Auburn will now play the winner of, I believe, Missouri-Florida. It'd actually be the other one. I have to look at the bracket, but yeah, Auburn moves on to the semis.
So Auburn coming in at number one seed moves on to the semis right now, taking down Ole Miss. All right, good enough. He says, Phil, spectacular monologue, did you see? And I do. And then he says, by the way, JP's doing off the bench tomorrow morning? Or is he taking it? Yes, it'll be on.
It will be on.
Yeah.
And we will make this very clear because we will be doing it before some results are in, but we'll be recording it tonight. So we'll be watching the last two games go on as we're doing the show. So Saturday morning,
nice.
We'll know the results by then. But yes, it will be on.
yeah, the weather being what it is, that was the right thing to do rather than the two of them trying to drive to the studio in what could be a very rough morning. So, Jeremy from Madison says, so much about being American and male was taught to me by that movie. Okay, we're talking about Red Dawn. That was my monologue this morning, or a little earlier, I mean. He said, by that movie, he said, I was born in 1974. I was one of the young in the neighborhood, but the older kids screaming Wolverines as we played war games still rings in my ear. I just want to go back to those great times. Jeremy, I think we're getting back in those great times, man. I do. I seriously do. I think that we are seeing a resurgence in the American spirit, and I'm loving every minute of it. JT, Lacey Springs, James Spann, that's, by the way, for those who are watching from outside this listening area, James Spann is the guru of weather. And it is well known that when James Spann goes live on TV, you're okay as long as he's still got his coat and tie on. You start getting concerned if you see his suspenders. When he rolls his sleeves up, it's by God time to get in your safe place. So that's our James Spann. And he's good at what he does.
He is. He's a legend.
But he says, James Spann commented on a weather suggestion, sleep in your clothes and wear a bicycle helmet. Wow. Good Lord. Okay. Shorty from Anderson says, hey, Phil, that was another excellent monologue. You and JP have a wonderful weekend and stay safe. Thank you, Shorty. You as well. Shane from Lacey Springs says, the hypocrisy of the left has no bounds. Short text, lots of wisdom. Yes, it is. Luann from Huntsville says, Phil, I think the Dems have become the party attempting to, quote, defend the indefensible. It is true. That is absolutely true. Says, what do they stand for? Abortion, tribalism, as in DEI, mandated vaccines, transgender ideology, aggressive taxation, profligate spending. Profligate. There's a good word. That's a great Scrabble word. Profligate spending. And it says, you really want to be a part of that? I sure don't. Profligate.
I've never even heard of that word before.
Profligate.
Sounds smart.
It makes you sound like you're edumacated when you say that.
He could have just made up that word if we believed him, you know?
No, it was real. I've heard it. Luann from Huntsville. Thank you. Bruce from Springville says, I just love how aloof the demo Nazis are. They could now be referred to as Chucky's kids. Well, Chucky has cheese on his face, too. How about that? Clint from Tony, Alabama says, Phil, great monologue. Thank you, sir. Seems to me President Trump may have taken a page out of the Wolverine's playbook. Hit him hard and fast and keep him off balance and surprised. MAGA! Nice. Clint from Tony. Allie from Athens. Colonel Williams. With regards to lifeguard training, we were also taught that sometimes you have to actually roll a panicky swimmer back into the water so they'll try to get away from you, and then you can approach them with a surface dive and get them into the kind of locked carry hole that will get them to safety. You're correct. Takes an extremely skilled lifeguard. I imagine that we will have some of those types of encounters with strong wind and calm swimmers soon. Hope not, but there you go. A couple more for the break. Herb from Gurley. So I know it's off topic. Okay, then I'll just go ahead and move on. Yeah, it's about abortion from Minnesota. Herb, thanks for that, man. But I'm going to save my time here because I'm running out of it. Gary from Decatur. I think the president has more to fear from the federal judges blocking his agenda than the DOJ lawyers. If a Democrat gets in the White House in 2028 because he couldn't implement his agenda, the lawyers will be back with a vengeance. No doubt. Hey, coming up next, we're going to take a break from politics and culture and talk to some JP on sports. The guru himself, JP, taking the mic. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.